From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. India's Supreme Court upholds death penalty in rape case. 4.5 years after the horrific gang rape of a 23-year-old woman in New Delhi, India's Supreme Court has upheld the death penalty for 4 men convicted in the brutal assault that led to her death. The decision brings to a close a case that triggered an unprecedented wave of public outrage and turned a global spotlight on sexual violence against women in India. The young paramedic student was brutally assaulted by 5 men and a juvenile on a moving bus she had boarded with a male friend. She died 2 weeks later in a Singapore hospital due to the injuries she had suffered. France will hold round two of its presidential election on Sunday. Voters will be choosing between far-right populist Marine Le Pen and moderate Emmanuel Macron. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is covering the election and talked about the debate that was held Wednesday evening between the two candidates.
To use the term that a number of people the ugliest, that included personal insults between the two candidates. Macron telling Marine Le Pen that her proposals would trigger a civil war in France, came very close to calling her a racist. Marine Le Pen discussing, of all things, the country's industrial policy. In that context, told him not to lecture her. And referred to the fact that he married his high school teacher, who was 24 years older than he is. All of this pretty much disgusts voters, and the winner, according to the polls, of the debate was Macron because of the nasty tone of that debate.
This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan continues to warn that he is ready to launch cross-border operations into Iraq and Syria against the Kurdish groups the PKK and the YPG. Now, Ankara claims that those Kurdish groups are fighting the Turkish government for greater minority rights. Backed by U.S. forces, the Kurdish militia has made major gains in the region against jihadists. Political consultant Atilla Yesilada of the Global Source Partners says such success is forcing Ankara's hand.
As we speak, PKK is building a new state. I mean, I understand the Syrian Kurds' aspiration to form their own state, but the human infrastructure or the governance infrastructure is captured by PKK. PYD and YPG is nothing but PKK, and Turkey cannot allow that.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. After last-minute debate, Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives were able to muster enough votes to pass by 4 votes a health care bill that would overturn the Affordable Care Act put into place during President Obama's time in office. President Trump applauded the passage of the bill.
Premiums will be coming down. Yes, deductibles will be coming down. But very importantly, it's a great plan. And ultimately, that's what it's all about.
However, Democrat Steny Hoyer took issue with the Republican health care plan.
It will, in fact, increase from 24% to 29% the premiums of those who have insurance either through their employer or on the private market.
The bill must now be approved by the U.S. Senate. U.S. President Donald Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have reaffirmed the close ties between their two nations. The two leaders met late Thursday in New York for the first time since a fractious phone call earlier this year in which they argued over a controversial refugee deal. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Those tensions appear to have eased, and the contentious refugee deal now seems likely to go ahead. Trump said reporting of the phone call was a little bit of fake news and praised the bilateral relationship.
America and Australia are old friends and really natural partners.
Brendan Thomas Noon, a research fellow at the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney, says officials in Canberra will be relieved.
I think it did shock the Australian side quite a bit, but obviously 3 months on and the fact that Vice President Pence and President Trump now have reaffirmed the deal definitely will calm some nerves, I think, in the government.
Australia's Labour opposition leader Bill Shorten suggested that Turnbull had been disrespected. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.